My plans are anything but petty. Soon I shall rule, but perhaps I say too much. We will discuss this when we are in more private surroundings, won't we, boys?
The two henchmen laughed. Big Louie laughed a second later. The others looked at him.
Big Louie said. Yeah, private surroundings. Yeah. Don't say too much. Yeah.
Big Louie wiped his forehead.
What do you want to do with the other guy?
I'm glad you brought that up,
Dr. Dredd remarked.
The other guy, as you so quaintly put it, will have to be taken care of.
The two other hench people laughed. Big Louie tried to join them, but the noise died in his throat.
Taken care of? Big Louie asked.
Yes, taken care of.
Dr. Dredd ran a perfectly manicured hand through his close-cropped hair.
You know.
He frowned and looked at Roger.
What's your name?
Roger told him.
Very good.
The doctor's smile returned.
Roger here, then, must be taken care of. Roger must be...
He paused to chortle.
Dealt with. Roger must be... removed from active consideration.
Dr. Dredd sighed.
I ask you, can I be any plainer?
Big Louie swallowed hard.
Removed from active consideration?
Dr. Dredd nodded.
You want to be called Big Louie. You've got to act. Big Louie. When you're finished, we'll meet you back.
Dredd paused to look suspiciously about the room.
At the usual place. Grab the girl!
Dredd ordered the henchman.
And get the ring. And I may say, Roger, that I enjoyed my...
He paused again, his smile a mixture of supreme triumph and ultimate evil.
Final visit.
Dr. Dredd placed the antennaed goldfish bowl over his head, and his henchman dragged the struggling Dolores to his side. His laughter echoed in the room until the blue smoke cleared.